Hey Frank, Tim Shorts from Gothridge Manor. Just listened to the episode, and you're encouraging me to do my own episode about taverns. So that's where I'm gonna probably answer your question in an episode of mine. But I like the idea of what you were talking about, your tavern, the Lazy Dragon, has some interesting ideas, and that's what I think really makes a tavern, or even a real life tavern. One thing that makes it unique or interesting to the players, and then playing off of that. So, all right, Frank, well, I'm going to go record an episode about taverns. Thank you for the idea.
Frank, Jay with the Vanishing Tower podcast. Here is how I use taverns in my long-running campaign set in the English Civil War, 1646. The taverns that the player characters have entered become pins on a map, a place to rally around and recall what was going on at the campaign during the campaign at that certain time. Just a name like the Dangling Slattern, they know exactly what was going on, the trouble they were up to. So yeah, they become a immersion tool, and they hang the campaign history upon. Thank you.
Hey Jay, I love the idea that taverns become waypoints in the story, that they become mnemonic devices that allow your players to recall past events.
Hey, I wholeheartedly agree about taverns. There's a reason they've been around for years in every game that we've played. I wrote up a quick little D20 table the other day, just other locations other than the tavern. Chances are they will wind up in there at some point. But I kind of came up with this idea of where's another place they can start. In my Mutant Future campaign, I had them tied to a carriage, blindfolded, no weapons, that kind of thing. But yeah, I agree, man. As soon as we get to a city, the first place they want to do is go find some ale. And then I'm off to the kitchen and go actually crack real beers for everybody. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, good one. Bye.
Shane Ward of Gilligan's Isle of ADD. I want to play at your table, man. I'll be hitting up a tavern every session. Maybe two or three times a session. And thanks, Tim and Jay, for your messages as the tavern crawl continues. You're listening to Frank T's Liner Notes, an informal, irregular podcast where I will think out loud about map design, papercraft terrain, game theories, projects I'm working on, and in general, letting loose the voices inside my head. Can a tavern be a dungeon? I've been working on taverns a lot lately. The Space Tavern, Shadows Lounge, which really worked out well for the Heart of Darkness adventure that I was running at the cons this year. Also, Richard Wilcock asked if I would like to continue the battle map series that I had started for his Saga of the Goblin Horde, Savage Worlds setting. And of course, I thought, yes, I'd love to do that. I also think that I need to come up with some modular taverns, and I'll be working on those throughout this month and probably continuously in the next couple months. Meanwhile, I started thinking, can a tavern be a dungeon? Can you do a dungeon crawl in a single tavern? We've all had encounters in taverns. Usually they're very simple encounters, or they are skill-based encounters. You've got a dramatic task or something. So there's several different things that need to be completed before you get the prize. But what if you had a more exploratory sense of adventure in a tavern? I would think you could look at the concept of zones from Fate, where each area of the tavern is a specific zone. You could think of those as rooms, and each room has a specific encounter, whether it be monster or treasure. And those things can be broken up into things like social or role-play ideas as opposed to combat encounters. Of course, you could have combat encounters. You can have the obligatory dart-throwing contest or arm-wrestling contest or fight breaks out, you know, those types of things. I also thought it would be unique or interesting to look at this in a sense of a five-room dungeon. I think it would lend itself very well to a five-room dungeon. You know, you have your entrance with a guardian. Well, the most typical would be a bouncer. You have to figure out a way in. Maybe your characters are underage and they can't get in. Maybe they don't serve your kind there, to borrow something from Star Wars in the cantina. You know, there could be plenty of other options there for entrance to the bar or entrance to a specific need or desire that you need to get within the tavern. Perhaps you need to talk to the mystical old man in the corner, but in order to do that, you have to get past the gatekeeper, if you will, the person who is sort of vetting all of the people who want to speak with that person. Room number two would be a puzzle or role-playing challenge. Well, that's pretty typical, right? So you have contests, you have role-playing ideas where maybe you've got to, you know, get information from somebody at the bar, or again, going back to the old man in the corner that you've got to, if you can solve this riddle, I'll give you that information. Or is it a drinking contest? Something similar to the drinking contest in Raiders of the Lost Ark. There are plenty of options there. And this doesn't all have to happen in the same room. You could have multiple rooms in a tavern and you've got to move from one place to another, especially if you're looking at like a rogue type of situation and they've got to get past certain locations without being discovered. Then room number three, a trick or a setback. Well, that's pretty simple. Again, you can go with your standard, a fight breaks out. Fight breaks out becomes a distraction, becomes something that you can't work around or you have to work around. I think about, again, going back to Indiana Jones in the nightclub at the beginning of Temple of Doom, where Indy needs the antidote and it's being kicked across the floor in ice. So, you know, there's a major setback. He's got to figure that out and find it. But at the same time, he's also trying to locate the jewel. And then for the big climax, a big climax where your boss encounter happens. So whatever your boss encounter would be in a bar situation, I think of, again, a fight scene, the fight scene in Inglourious Basterds, where they have a gunfight in the bar. And in order to get out of the bar, they need to win the battle. And then, of course, there's the reward. They get to talk to the mystic in the corner, or they find the jewel, the antidote. They get out of the bar alive. I mean, some of my favorite taverns from movies and other media have been, of course, the tavern scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark, as I mentioned already. Inglourious Basterds bar scene where there's a, you know, they're playing cards and there's definitely some drama there and social aspects that are going on. I think that's a great one to pull from. From Dusk Till Dawn, the whole thing is a dungeon that's looking to kill you. TPK in a bar right there. The Shining, a little bit of horror. He's sitting at the bar, his mind is kind of going crazy. There's no combat, but there's certainly some role play and some skill checks going on there. And of course, Star Wars, A New Hope. You've got to hire somebody, but getting to the person is going to be a little bit harder than you thought. Thanks for listening to today's microburst of Frank T's Liner Notes. You can find me on Google Plus as Frank Turfler. I am also on Facebook as Middle Kingdoms Adventure and Trading Company, or Twitter at Middle Kingdoms. Also, check out my Patreon at www.patreon.com/FrankT.